station for Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Methner, M-E-T-H-N-E-R, March 25, 88, address as a letter to Dr. Maltzatson, M-O-U-T-S-A-T-S-O-N, 953-5153. Dear Dr. Maltzatson, a consultation, Mrs. Methner. There has been some electrolyte abnormalities, previously low magnesium, low phosphorus. She has a complicated history in terms of multiple issues for many years, multiple consultants without any clear-cut etiology or treatment. Before the coronavirus pandemic, she used to follow with Dr. Diola, Diaz in David, I-O-L-A, rheumatology at Midland, that already left, was treating her for polyarthralgias. There was no inflammatory changes, no synovitis, no tenosynovitis, and all the inflammatory markers, including HLA-B27 was negative. She was taking at that time anti-inflammatory agents. She mentioned being positive for coronavirus at the beginning of the pandemic around 2020. Since then has developed a number of issues, frequent nausea, vomiting with multiple emergency room visits, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome, progressive weight loss, poor oral intake, severe constipation, idiopathic, has followed through University of Michigan with the last encounter October 2024, gastroenterology, prior testing, negative for bacterial overgrowth with negative testing for hydrogen, methane, oral test, negative EGD colonoscopy, negative CT scan abdomen and pelvis, no evidence of celiac disease, prior gastric emptying scan was negative, but apparently a most recent one is abnormal. She supplements her diet with Boost. It still has frequent nausea, vomiting, severe constipation or bleeding. There is abdominal pain, bloatiness, gas, fatigue all the time, no energy, chronic back pain, presently no anti-inflammatory agents, denies changes in urination, there is no documented infection, cloudiness, or blood or incontinence, denies edema, no activity-related chest pain, that has the tachycardia on standing, occasionally feeling lightheaded. Apparently, an abnormal tilt table test through cardiology, Dr. Krepozman. These records are not available to me. Through all this process, the last few years, there has been abnormalities associated to the vomiting, the poor eating, but no renal failure. She also, next paragraph, past medical history, anxiety, depression, apparently obsessive compulsive disorder, the polyarthralgias in the past, the COVID with post-COVID symptoms, testing for COVID after that has been negative. She did have cholestasis of pregnancy associated to pregnancy 2013-2015, requiring induction and vaginal delivery, 2 boys, around 36 weeks gestation. She remembers turning yellow and pruritus. This was not toxemia or preeclampsia, and there was no kidney abnormalities and no HELP, H-E-L-P. Denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, heart abnormalities, no pneumonia, no seizures. She's been told that she has abnormalities for Ehlers-Danlos, but doesn't know the type. And I cannot find supporting evidence for that. Next paragraph, present medications on Zofrant, potassium, Tanax, birth control pills, as most of her symptoms were premenstrual, already taking this for about a year, apparently not much of improvement. Linzess, L-I-N-Z-E-S-S. Vitamins, presently no anti-inflammatory agents. Also take antidepressant with vilazodone, V as in Victor, I-L-A-Z-O-D-O-N-E. Next paragraph, surgery is gallbladder. Next paragraph, used to take energy drinks, but discontinued before pregnancy, back in 2013, denies alcohol. She's still smoking 4 cigarettes a day, started age 15, used to smoke half a pack per day. Next paragraph, side effects, allergies to Cipro. Next paragraph, no family history of similar problems. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 129, she says used to be 175, 65 inches tall, blood pressure was 120 over 80 on the left, on the right, and 120/86 on the left. Standing on the right, 128/80. She looks in no respiratory distress, anxious, alert oriented signs 3, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no gross neck masses, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no abdominal distension, no edema, and non-focal. Grossly no joint deformity or inflammatory changes. Next paragraph. The most recent testing, December through McLaren, normal sodium, potassium, metabolic acidosis 19, normal kidney function, calcium, normal glucose, albumin, normal magnesium, low phosphorus 2.3. Normal white blood cell platelets, hemoglobin close to 14, that will be normal. Prior low potassium. When that happened, bicarbonate was 22. Normal thyroid. A number of hormonal testing has been done, which appears to be normal. Testing for celiac disease has been negative. TTH normal at 36. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Normal kidney function, next number, isolated electrolyte abnormalities, prior low potassium, presently normal, prior low magnesium, normal, prior low phosphorus, which needs to be, active low phosphorus that needs to be updated, significant weight loss, accompanied by a multitude of other symptoms, started since COVID in the 2020-21, followed primarily by gastroenterologists. All testing come back negative. She's mostly on symptomatic treatment. Because of the low phosphorus, which likely relates to oral intake, as there is no documented maldigestion or malabsorption, if anything, if there is constipation, we will repeat chemistries. We will update vitamin D at that time. Continue same regimen of antidepressants, symptomatic treatment for constipation, symptomatic treatment of nausea, vomiting, encourage continued nutritional support as she already is doing. In terms of her diagnosis of Ehlers-Danlos, I cannot find the supporting evidence for that. There is no family history of similar problems. She doesn't recall being genetically tested or doesn't recall what kind of type of Ehlers-Danlos she's affecting. All issues discussed at length. I review all records through electronical information, University of Michigan, and review records provided by your service, end of dictation.